This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. First-term Republican Congressman Gabe Evans talked about tariffs, Ukraine, and potential cuts to Medicare in a back-and-forth with constituents Wednesday. It was his first telephone town hall, now some 3 months since the start of his term. He explained why it took that long, saying he's been busy getting set up in Washington.
On January 3rd, when I was sworn in, I didn't have an office. You're not allowed to even begin hiring people for your official staff until you're sworn in. So on January 3rd, I had one person in the office working for me.
Evans represents Colorado's 8th District, including Denver's northern suburbs and further north to Brighton and Greeley. About 8,500 people were on the call. Evans is the last of Colorado's congressional delegation to hold his first town hall. And there's more of the questions and answers at CPR.org. New tariffs announced Wednesday could have an immediate negative impact for Colorado farmers. The Colorado Farm Bureau's Ashley House says expenses like fertilizer are purchased from foreign sources. She says it's difficult to adjust for quickly shifting prices heading into planting season.
They've got to be able to really get clear on what they're going to plant in order to project yields and their economic bottom line for the coming year.
House says she also worries about retaliatory tariffs from Colorado's trading partners. A Colorado filmmaker says the Sundance Film Festival's move to Boulder will boost Colorado's independent filmmaking community. Sundance is leaving Park City, Utah in 2027. Filmmaker Daniel Youngie says the move will shift the attention of the film industry.
For a week, the whole entertainment world pays attention to this one small town in Utah. Now they're going to be paying attention to Boulder.
Sundance has been based in Park City for 40 years. This is CPR News and KRCC.